Track 9 and some more news stories. A Newton Abbott friendship group is encouraging retirees to give their lives a glow-up by switching from a to-do to a to-be mindset. Heart of the West Oddfellows, which organises activities and social events in the Newton Abbott and Tor Bay area, said many people in retirement get stuck in a rut of ticking off things to do. Retirement isn't just about finishing work, it's your chance to reinvent, re-energise and start living life like you mean it, said Heart of the West Oddfellows social organiser Tara Carlisle. That means new friends, new adventures and a new perspective. The group's message has received the backing of happiness doctor, Dr. Andy Cope, who has spent 20 years studying the positive psychology. Retirement is the perfect opportunity to have a psychological spring clean and to shift our mindset from when to now. Too often we spend our lives chasing goals, which means we can accidentally kick our happiness into the long grass, he added. With retirement, you can fall into the trap of only creating to-do lists, and they are often quite mundane tasks, and they tend to run out once you've ticked off that holiday or you've sorted out the house or the garden. But if you make the switch to asking yourself what you want to be today, it's incredibly powerful and rewarding. Heart of the West Oddfellows offers opportunities for members to meet friendly faces, attend events, volunteer, or go on group holidays. The group also provides well-being advice and a way to feel more connected in the local community. Events planned for the summer include a talk and tour of the Royal National Lifeboat Institute, Boathouse in Tynmouth, a visit to the Birds of Prey Centre, and a vineyard tour. Oddfellows is holding a free online event where Dr. Andy Cope will share insights in how to thrive in retirement at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, July the 1st. Further information is available on the Oddfellows website.
Police seek information on Dartmoor fly tippers. Police are looking for information on fly tippers who have dumped stepladders, a plastic robot and general rubbish in the picturesque Cadover area on Dartmoor. It is just the latest in a series of incidents recently. A spokesperson said, "We cannot stress enough about asking to see official paperwork for persons offering clearance. Always go with a reputable company. This not only looks horrendous, but it damages and kills wildlife. If you see instances of fly tipping, you shouldn't attempt to clear it yourself, as there may be sharp or dangerous items such as needles or glass, but contact the district council. Fly tipping is the illegal dumping of waste and is a criminal offence. Your local district council has a responsibility to collect fly tipping from public land. If you have any information concerning the identities of individuals responsible for fly tipping, contact the Environment Agency, who are responsible for enforcing the law regarding waste disposal. Where waste is fly tipped on private land, it is the responsibility of the landowner to arrange its collection and disposal. Fly tipping and littering can be a health hazard, not to mention an eyesore. It can cause unpleasant smells, attract pests, and create a dangerous environment for children, pets and wildlife in particular. Fly tippers can be fined up to £50,000 in magistrates' courts and face unlimited fines in higher courts, as well as community punishment orders or prison sentences of up to 5 years.
New crime thriller series is set in Tynmouth. The first book in a gripping new crime thriller series set in Tynmouth is to be released next month. Written by award-winning crime writer William Shaw, who grew up in Tynmouth, the series will follow the fictional detective Eden Driscoll. The first novel in the series, The Red Shaw, introduces Eden, a detective inspector with the Met, whose life is upended after he receives the news that his sister has gone missing from her sailboat off the coast of Devon, and that he's now responsible for the young son he never knew she had. When his nephew Finn disappears from school, Eden realizes something is dreadfully wrong. After Eden's sister's body is finally found floating in the sea, local police rule her death an accident, but Eden isn't convinced. She was an experienced sailor and would never sail without a life jacket. Eden starts searching his sister's life for answers, and what he discovers changes everything. William Shaw will launch the Red Shaw at an event at the Pavilions, Tynmouth, on Wednesday, July the 2nd. William Shaw said he was excited to be setting his new series in the part of Devon he grew up in and continues to love. It's a beautiful coastline, but it's changing fast, and there's a great deal going on under the surface. That means there's a lot for me to write about, and I've thoroughly enjoyed creating a cast of characters to explore this world, he commented. Before becoming a crime writer, William Shaw was an award-winning music journalist and the author of several non-fiction books, including West Siders, Stories of the Boys in the Hood, which is about a year he spent with the young men in South Central Los Angeles.
Thousands of solar panel systems fitted. There were thousands of solar panel installations fitted in Newton Abbott homes as of March, provisional figures show. Last week, the Department for Energy Security and Net Zero announced builders will be required to fit solar panels on rooftops for most new build homes in England. With a significant amount of the UK's carbon footprint coming from gas heating of homes, the government's Future Homes Standard, which will be published in the autumn, is expected to require new residential properties across England to have solar panels and low carbon heating. The government said the measures will help to slash household energy bills and boost the nation's energy security.
Teenagers charged and remanded. Three teenagers have been charged and remanded to court after a number of burglaries in Exminster. Devon and Cornwall police were made aware of a number of attempted burglaries and burglaries in the village on Sunday, June the 8th. Three suspects, aged 15, 16 and 17, were located nearby and have since been charged. We would like to thank all the residents in Exminster who assisted in this case, says the Exminster and Rural Neighbourhood Policing Team. There was an increased police presence in and around Exminster on Sunday.
Experience Dartmoor life from the 1920s. Have you ever wondered what life on Dartmoor might have been like 100 years ago? Well, wonder no more, as Dartmoor National Park Authority will be hosting a new exhibition that gives people the opportunity to glimpse life as it was on Dartmoor through the 1920s. A collaboration between the Devon History Society and the Dartmoor Trust, the new exhibition forms part of Devon in the 1920s Festival, which gives people the chance to imagine what life was like in their communities a century ago. The exhibition in Princetown Visitor Centre tells the story of Dartmoor life and its Devon context through photographic displays and a collection of items. It opened on June the 17th and will run until July the 27th. The hours are between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Tony Clark, chairman of the Dartmoor Trust, said, "Dartmoor was and remains a focus for Devon's visitors. The Dartmoor Trust helps the public to appreciate and respect Dartmoor through its expanding online collection of 60,000 images. We're very pleased to be working with the Devon History Society to look back at the 1920s and help people see what's changed and what has not." Julia Neville, project manager, said, "As transport improved and people had more free time, the beauty of Dartmoor began to be appreciated by those who'd never had the chance to visit it before. National Park visitor centres are free to visit with donations for Donate for Dartmoor Welcome in Return. Information advisors can help people make the best of their outing, and there are opportunities to buy a range of items, including maps, books, leaflets, and quality gifts.